Okay, mail time. No, I am not going to perform the Blue's Clues mail time song for you this time. Besides, I'm not wearing my green striped sweater right now. Yes, I know that the best time to wear a striped sweater is all the time, but I'm not getting up to find it and put it on just because SpongeBob SquarePants said so. We've got mail to sort through. Yes, it's boring, but we adults have to do boring stuff. It's not like we have a choice now, do we? Let's see. Bill, junk, free detergent sample. Oh, what's this fancy-looking envelope with my name on it? Oh no. Oh, good lord. Nothing's wrong, babe, except that this happens to be an invitation to my high school reunion. What's wrong with that? Oh, several things, my love. Mostly the fact that I'm possibly going to see a few faces that I won't hesitate to punch, and that I am asked to return to the building that had caused me so much emotional pain and turmoil. I know I don't have to go, but God, being reminded of my old school with this invitation alone brings back really bad memories I've been repressing for God knows how long. Well, I don't think you understand because you met me when we were in university. I changed significantly as soon as I started uni. You could even say that's where I bloomed. To be real with you, you would have hated or just ignored high school me. Ever notice how I didn't talk much about stuff that happened in my old school? That's because my experience there was a shit show. What makes me say that? Well, many things. Ever since kindergarten, I wasn't anyone's favorite to be around. It was either because I wasn't good enough to hang out with them, or they just straight up hated my guts. It's very lose-lose, isn't it? I get pushed aside, or I get bullied. Elementary was especially dreadful when it came to that. Kids can be so cruel, you know? Those times were the fucking worst, because those are supposed to be your developmental years, right? Well, imagine spending those years with little dipshits constantly making fun of you because of your appearance and because you like such niche things. Ugh, it's no wonder I liked being alone most of the time. I'd spend my lunch times alone, I'd spend recess alone, just doodling on my notebook, and people only approached me when they needed to borrow something or wanted to taunt me. Yeah, I was able to make some friends, but we'd always drift apart somehow after a short while. And, well, to be honest with you, I never felt like I belonged. It's almost as if they just pitied me and let me tag along with them. Well, I was able to find my real friends in that school eventually, but not until much later. I didn't have solid friendships until my last 2 years in high school. Then again, I'd prefer to have genuine friendships at a later time rather than keep up facades for fair-weather friends at a very young age. You know what? I want to show you the differences between me attending that school versus me after. I need you to see just how obvious it was that I was just there, but I clearly didn't fit in. Let me get the photo album. Okay. See this class picture? See me over here? Ah, you seem surprised. My smile seems forced. That's because it was. And you can see that in every class picture until you reach the senior high photos. Compare that with the photos we took in uni. Look at how full of life we are. University friends really are for keeps, aren't they? Sure, we were suffering with endless papers and presentations, but we had a solid support system to keep each other going. Come to think of it, I think that was partially a reason why I had much better grades in uni than I ever did in high school or elementary. My grades back then were absolute shit. I guess it was because I didn't have anyone to rely on for help. I mean, yeah, I could have asked the teachers, but they could only do so much. Plus, there were some teachers I didn't like at all, so there's that. Thankfully, I was given the gift of the goofball friend group, or I would have been a goner in our classes. Or in life. At least you guys appreciated my weirdness. You think showing off my weirdness worked to my advantage in university? Oh, you're just saying that because you finally found a worthy opponent when it came to who could be the most eccentric. That's what drew you to me, wasn't it? Well, I think you'll find it hard to believe that it was those same quirks that had people distancing themselves away from me and caused me to become the quiet kid for the longest time. Yeah, I know. Me? Quiet? The girl who goes at the top of her lungs when talking about boy bands and anime boys. Yes, the very same. Being the weird kid didn't work out for me when I was in my old school. I couldn't get away with it. Craving other people's validation or simply quitting to even try to be myself caused me to clam up most of the time. That's why I built walls around myself, because I was afraid of getting hurt and abandoned. I didn't feel like I was worthy of anything even resembling affection. But when someone showed me basic human kindness or any kind of affection, I'd get way too clingy and I pretty much end up ruining what could have been a good friendship. So many moments of desperation back then. This clinginess was especially bad with my teachers. Yeah, I've mentioned to you before that I was closer with some of my teachers than I was with my peers. Since I didn't get any positive energy from my classmates, I got it from my teachers instead. Oh god, especially if they were English teachers. I would wait outside the office every day just to discuss literature with whoever my English teacher was that year. At least someone appreciated my input. Yes, now I see somebody in front of me who appreciates my input. Thank goodness for that. You know, every day I thank my lucky stars for you. I've come to a point in my life where there are people who truly love me and support me. Younger me would have cried tears of joy if she found out how lucky she was that she'd find such great treasures in the future. Life gave me so many blows, but I wouldn't trade these away if it meant that I wouldn't be able to meet you or the goofballs. Fuck it, should I just go to the reunion just so I could rub it in everyone's face that the girl they shunned is thriving in life? Show up in an outfit that straight up murders them? What do you think? Okay, if you say so. Should I go with the pink plaid pantsuit or the black strawberry dress? Any of those are sure to turn heads. Oh please, let them stare and drool all they want. There's no need for you to be jealous if someone tries to hit on me there. You'll be the one who'll get to drop those clothes on the floor when the night ends. I do kinda want to show you off, though. Let those assholes know that I could find love, but I don't want to put you in that position. After all, you're a person, not a trophy. You'll go with me? Are you sure? Oh, there will be an open bar. Get as wasted as you want. I'll probably do the same. In that case, I think we need to take an Uber going there and going home if we'll be getting hammered. Safety first, you know? Hey, thanks for letting me vent out to you, my love. I've been meaning to finally reveal my sad backstory to you, but it just never came up. Obviously, my therapist knew all of this before you did, though I'm happy that I'm finally revealing more of myself to you. Come here. Give me some lovin'. I'm so fed up with feeling sorry for myself. I can't please everybody, but that shouldn't be something I should strive for. I've been so plagued with caring about what other people thought of me that I forgot to enjoy myself. So what if I was unpopular? So what if I'm eccentric? So what if I was always the afterthought? So what if I was the last choice? None of that means shit now. I'm happy where I am. It took some time for me to get here, but it was worth it. I deserve this. Oh, just keep holding me like this. I kinda don't feel like letting go right now. I'm just happy. So happy.